Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
To send our condolences out to Headcrack, whose mom passed away this weekend. Headcrack, we want you to know we're thinking of you and we love you, and we can't wait till you're back with us soon. But today, joining us again, we got our girl Tori Hart back in the building, and hey, of course, we got Heidi and Frank up in here.
Hello.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, y'all.
And later in the show, we got to talk to you about NeNe and Kim, honey, the showdown on the Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion, ooh, part two.
Some tasty tea, honey.
Lord have mercy. Plus, which stars just ended their engagement 2 weeks before the wedding. But first, 1 week of Coachella has officially wrapped, and everyone is now calling it Baychella. Oh. Because as expected, Beyonce slayed, honey.
Yes, she did. Oh, my gosh. If you did not catch Beyonce's performance, you did not get full life, honey.
Okay.
She gave me everything that I needed. And of course, yeah, right. Beyonce pulled out all the stops. Mm. First, Beyonce opened up the show with an HBCU marching band rendition of Crazy in Love.
Nice.
And did y'all see that outfit she had on?
Yes.
Oh my God, what a queen to be.
Got it. Yes.
And you can't make Coachella history as the first black woman to headline without singing the black national anthem, Lift Every Voice and Sing.
Oh. Okay.
I took a knee.
Okay, take your knee, honey. Beyonce was then joined by her sister Solange, and they had a crazy dance-off to Get Me Body.
Cute.
Yes.
Cute.
Now, Jay-Z joined her for a little bit just to give us a little preview of the On the Run tour sequel. And, of course, what is a Beyonce performance without a Destiny Child reunion?
This became like some big feminine retreat, though. Like Beyonce is saying to all the ladies in the crowd, you know, are we smart girls? Are we powerful?
Yes, she did this stomp. And, you know, uh-huh. I didn't go to an HBCU. Did
yeah.
you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
I dropped out of community college.
Oh, okay. Well, honey, if she told him to suck her wall, honey.
That's like when Demi Moore was in G.I. Jane and she was going through it to become a SEAL. And she was like, yeah, I'm in it. I'm in it. And she just sucked that.
Okay, guys, well, after Cardi B announced that she'd still be performing at Coachella despite being pregnant, we thought there was no way she'd do pregnant twerking. But guess what, y'all?
Hmm.
Oh.
She did pregnant twerking.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love pregnant twerking.
Oh.
That baby gonna come out on the pole, okay?
Baby!
When that baby get older and look at that video, gonna say, look what my mama was doing with me in there. And I know Beyonce is backstage, say, look at this tramp.
Baby, Beyonce had gone home, honey.
Oh, she went home.
She had just finished Coachella, shook Coachella down. Bocha.
Yeah, she ain't staying to watch nobody
down.
Else.
Oh, really? She was gone. No.
Yeah, she come perform, leave.
But nobody noticed. There was a stripper in the back who fell. She almost lost her life in the background.
And
then when
that.
They did the pullout from the camera, yeah. You can see her trip again.
No.
Girl, yes.
Please play it again.
Y'all watching that baby bounce, y'all missed it.
Well, believe it or not, Coachella wasn't the only big thing happening this weekend. Country music fans turned up in Las Vegas for the ACM Awards.
Oh, come on. Can you really say that?
I don't know.
Country music
I'm trying.
Fans?
Maybe turned up.
No.
And Reba McEntire was there, and she showed up in
as Colonel Sanders.
Tasty, finger looking good. And she showed up in the same dress that she wore 25 years ago to the CMA Awards. So yeah. Here's the thing. Back then, back in 1993, this dress was so risque that, like, after the CMAs, she made, you know, magazine covers because people could not believe that Reba McEntire, country sweetheart, would wear yes. such a revealing dress mm-hmm. back then.
And speaking of country stars wearing the same thing, Minnie Pearl wore the same hat for, like, 50 years and never even cut the tag off of it.
Which one's sure
you
like?
You want to take it back?
Minnie Pearl, honey, on Hee Haw.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
That was before our time.
My God, I'm that old.
Yeah, anything that, yeah, you over here relating to
Gary.
Me and Gary are spilling tea about Minnie Pearl.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm like, did Gary wear some Minnie Pearls today?
When I heard Hee Haw, I knew it wasn't in my generation.
Well, moving on, apparently John Travolta and Tom Cruise hate each other.
Oh, wait.
No. A former security guard for the Church of Scientology says that Tom Cruise was awarded, like, the biggest prize you could possibly receive from Scientology. Like, you are the best, biggest Scientologist of all.
Okay, all right.
Before Tom joined the church, John felt like he was the favorite son of David Miscavige. And then he was told later on that he was going to get this Freedom Medal of Valor, that he was the Scientologist of all Scientologists by David himself.
John was pissed.
John, it was a slap in the face.
Wow.
Yeah. It was, yeah, they're not friends at all. Actually, Travolta exploded with jealousy all over his male masseuse.
Oh, yeah, that's quite the cleanup. All right, Atlanta, we're going to be back a little bit later in the show with a story about drugs.
Hey!
There you go, Frank's in.
I'm in.
Bye for now, Atlanta.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye, you guys.
See ya.
All right, y'all. Well, it is time for Instagram Girl, and one of the best parts of Coachella is always the fashion. And, of course, Rihanna never disappoints.
No.
Now, here's one of her looks, a sheer top and a thigh-high UGG boots.
That boots go so hard, honey.
Y'all see this?
Yes.
Yes, honey. We almost went all the way up.
Oh, my God. Is that her boob?
Yes, yeah, that's her boob.
Oh, God, give me something to drink.
Yeah.
Would you wear something like that?
You know what? They have something online, and it's called It's Ugly Until Rihanna Wears It. Mm-hmm. Because when Rihanna wears it, she turns it sexy. She makes it trendy. She just makes
she does.
It something that you would want to wear. If I wear that, I would look like a hot potato.
Potato sack.
A potato. Yeah, somebody going to cut me open and make me fully loaded.
She said fully
put
loaded.
Sour cream and chives on
me. Right, sour cream on me, okay.
Goodness.
Was she wearing it?
She is giving it,
is she giving it?
Yes, honey.
All right, y'all. Well, moving on, honey. Brace yourselves, honey, for your head to hurt. Well, we all know the Cash Me Outside girl, right?
Yes, child.
Well, honey, let me tell you. Apparently, someone tried to...
tried to catch outside,
honey, over the weekend, honey. Now, her name is Miss Wara Vicky, honey. And I wish I had some more backstory for y'all. But, honey, like what they were fighting about, who cares?
Yeah.
Put your bag down, touch stuff.
No, everything's great.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What's up? Come on.
Hey,
what's up? Do something.
Hey, stop. They ain't going to do that like that.
Oh, what's up?
They ain't going to do
that like that.
No, no. What's up? Don't start talking because I'm in the middle.
Come on.
Stop.
Come on. Come on, bitch. Hit me, bitch. Hit me. If you hit me, I'll hit me.
I'm right here.
You coming out of me, so you hit me. You're so about it.
They need to be translated because some of what they saying, do we even still say about it?
No.
Oh, no, they say about it. Oh,
yeah. I'm about it.
They caught y'all lingo.
They brought it
back. They got to get the new version of the, the Ebonic book.
Yeah,
yeah, let's get them the new version.
These girls still on 2018. So if y'all don't know who Wara Vicky is, honey, she actually has 1.6 million followers and is most famous, y'all, for claiming to be, honey, black.
That's your niece.
A big black child. Now, the Cash Me Outside girl is a rapper now and has 13 million followers. Now, she has a song out right now with Lil Yachty.
Yachty.
We know you ain't in the loop, Gary.
I mean, so
Lil Yachty.
Coming up, y'all, you know we have to talk about the Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion last night. And Andy is so messy. Oh, my God. Stay tuned. Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Hey. No, I'm just playing.
I was trying to get
I
it
had
out.
Back up to
That was cute. I liked it.
Well, you guys, after 6 years together and just 3 weeks before their wedding, John Cena and Nikki Bella announced yesterday that they have split.
Oh, Lord.
Nikki is reportedly devastated. Mm. And this morning, John tweeted, "Hardship, loss, and humility are extremely difficult waters to navigate, but perseverance through them builds the strength to withstand anything life throws your way."
Listen, I want to DDT his ass right now.
Thank
okay?
You.
I want to hit him with a wrestling move.
But y'all got to understand, now, this man is a big,
okay.
a big Hollywood star. Now, that man don't want no damn WrestleMania woman. He probably want to go to Hollywood and get him a nice, hot Hollywood girl. Mm-hmm. And that's how they usually do.
But that might not be true. Y'all shouldn't paint him out to be the bad guy. We don't know what happened in their relationship.
To your point, Brett, here's the thing. When someone shows you who they are, you need to believe that.
Day one.
He has told her before that he did not want to get married ever again. He's been married before.
Right.
And he told her he didn't want kids. So it's kind of a situation where you have a woman who probably pressured him a little bit to get married, and then now he's done it and he's got cold feet.
I mean, honestly, I think he should have just went ahead and went on with the wedding and then just got him
annulment.
I would prefer him did that than just leave her out here. At least she could have at least had the name for 30 days.
Yeah.
Okay?
What is wrong with these people? Where am I?
Dish Nation, Brad.
Oh, my God.
Well, last night, baby, was the second installment of the Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion. And, baby, it was messy. But, honey, the messiest of them all, honey, last was Andy. Or should I say, was Andy, honey, when he first welcomed Kim.
Oh, yes.
Ooh.
Your lips are considerably bigger.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What's the end game on the lips?
Just depends on how I'm feeling for the moment.
Okay.
Andy was wrong for that. He should have talked to that girl like that, though. Come on.
He wasn't wrong.
Yeah, he was wrong talking about what's the end game of her lips.
When is she going to stop is his question.
He don't ask Portia them all them crazy.
Portia don't have her lips.
Those are real.
I would have told him, yeah, what's the end game of these lips, honey? You want to try to find out?
Oh, we see. Well, we know what you're thinking with Andy. We know what your response would have been.
How dare he talk to Kim. But anyway, honey, Portia and Candy, honey, made a handshake agreement to move on from the drama. But, Kim and Nene's drama was so intense, honey, that I'm going to, honey, need Portia to translate what they were saying, because I kind of knew what they were saying.
You're a hater. You're jealous. You ain't got nothing
f***ing
reckless.
Girl.
You ain't f***ing trash. You ain't I got a lot you want. You talk every time you get with her, you say all kind of up.
You can't
your mouth
your
is
friends.
Red. I don't give a about y'all
it's
being friends.
I don't give a What? Nene done went old school project.
Okay.
Look, I was feeling that through the TV.
Okay. What you think I was feeling? I thought she was halfway talking to me.
Girl, your crown was tilted to the side. You was like, hold on.
But my thing is this.
Oh, God, Gary.
All that hollering and cursing at that woman, honey, that didn't make no sense. Just because you get loud.
It wasn't just at that woman. Kim had a lot to say.
Kim was loud, too.
Well, she
never
had a lot to say,
Kim
but
saying
when you all
that hollering
and that don't make you no better. You just got a damn big mouth.
Why out of the two you got to make Nene the black woman
it's not about making Nene the
black woman.
And for jealousy,
you're yelling right now. You're yelling right now because you're trying to get your point across, Nene.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, listen. After the episode, Kim Instagrammed an apology to Nene, writing, "I am so sorry for what has happened, Nene Leaks. We both know the truth. We both know that if I wanted to, I could have a lawsuit for the lies you have spewed, tweeting out fake texts, implying I am a racist, attacking me physically, claiming my daughter tweeted negative about you and your home. We both know these are lies. I have reacted to it publicly, and for that, I am sorry. Now, enough is enough. I want us to move on. If you continue this, it will be because you are attempting to stay on the show and stay relevant. And that's on you."
That didn't sound like no apology to
me. Now, they always say my apologies have a butt. That one had a big butt.
Okay.
Coming up, boys and dads can be jerks sometimes. We'll show you a video of how one hockey player made a little girl's day epic. All that coming up next.
Aww.
Welcome back. The Stanley Cup playoffs are underway, and last night at the Capitals game, a little girl went on an emotional roller coaster.
Look at this adorable little girl banging on the glass. Brett Connolly saw her and just figured, I'm going to make this girl's night, right? Look, now here's the problem with being the shortest kid around. That kid grabbed the first puck from her. Now look at her face. Look at this. Is that the saddest look at her. She is devastated. So Connelly comes back, and now that kid steals a box from her. What are we doing here? Are we raising gentlemen or what? So now Connelly's got to go back, get a third puck. If he could rip that pane of glass out and just hand it to her, he would, which would have been nice because, ay, 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 what are we doing? Connelly finally gets it to her.
Hey, that father orchestrated that because only the cute little girl was going to get it. He made sure all three of his kids got a puck.
But look at her, though. Is that all worth it right there? Oh, my heart's melting now.
Have they not heard about the women's movement right now? They should have gave her the first puck in the first place.
She got a first deal woman. Yeah. She's a little girl now.
Whatever. Where's the gentleman in these young boys?
Yeah, and the father, he should have just handed it to her from the get-go. He gonna get it and hand it to each boy on either side.
Because he saw that the little girl wanted it, and it was for the little girl.
Yeah.
Such game.
They so petty.
So petty.
Taking her through all of that. That's how we be emotionally scarred.
Exactly.
Right?
Emotionally unstable.
It's on us.
Mm-hmm.
With the puck.
All right, y'all. It's deal time.
Yay!
It's definitely our favorite time of the day because we get all these amazing things. Okay. Now, I know everybody in here knows how to cook, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Well, I'm here to make you even better. Check out this Weber iDevices Dual Probe Smart Kitchen Thermometer.
Oh.
Y'all, this is the bombest thermometer you will ever freaking see. Oh. Just select the type of meat and what level you want to cook it on. Put it into the Web iGrill app and let it monitor your meat for you. The dual probe capacity allows you to simultaneously track two temperatures, say if you're cooking two different types of meat.
Mm.
It has 150-foot Bluetooth range and 150-hour power battery life.
Really?
Okay.
Ooh, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Bluetooth.
A lot of meat with that, Gary.
yeah. I'll be cooking forever because I don't cook that often.
Okay. Now, I know y'all are probably thinking, something like this, of this quality, is probably super expensive, right?
Yeah.
Right. Well, normally it goes as high as $80, but for you guys and you guys, it's only $34.
Whoa!
Yes! Oh, my God, I'm so excited about this. So just head over to morningsave.com.
Don't go anywhere, because coming up, we've got a story about drugs.
Yes!
Stay tuned, dude.
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, a Georgia collector got more than he bargained for at a Georgia flea market. He went and bought these, like, little Nintendo games, right? Nintendo cartridges.
Oh, yeah, classics.
And noticed that they weighed more than he remembered. It was like, that they don't seem right. So he took the cartridges apart with a screwdriver and discovered 4 packets of heroin stashed inside.
How much time do you got? Do you know exactly how much those cartridges weigh?
I guess if you're a collector, you're like, no, this feels a little weighty, nerd.
We all have our own place where we stash our stuff.
Right, toilet tank?
No, mine was in an old, hollowed-out book of classic fairy tales.
But fairy tales?
I can't imagine why my kids found it.
I was going to say, fairy tales, that's what you read to children.
Daddy, can you read me this Alice in Wonderland? What are those needles?
No, I don't have needles. No, they weren't needles. But it was a heroin story, so
that's
I thought I'd just add to it.
Smart.
No.
You're a dad with kids that you don't want them to find your stash of weed.
That's how we had a family of skunks that lived under the house. And they followed, dad to work every day.
All right, and you had to just go with it. And you're like, Dad smells skunky.
Yeah.
Until your daughter grows up and smells it at a party and goes, wait a second.
Yeah. She's like, my God, you guys have skunks too?
Yeah, you smell like my dad. Well, the show's over, but just remember to go to morningsave.com to see today's deal. Dish
Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.